Delta abandons lie-flat A321neo business class. Delta's new business class seat design was facing certification issues, which may lead to a change in plans. The airline had planned to introduce a new premium cabin configuration on its Airbus A321neo fleet, but now it seems that the seat design is not ready for commercial service. The A321neo is a crucial part of Delta's domestic operations, and the airline had hoped to challenge other major U.S. carriers with its new business class seats. However, the certification process has been delayed, and the airline may need to reconsider its plans. The Saffron View seat design was chosen for its comfort and privacy features, but it seems that these issues are still being worked out. The certification delays have affected several airlines in recent times, including Delta. The FAA administrator, Brian Bedford, has emphasized the importance of involving the administration sooner to provide vital feedback or recommendations during the design process. Delta had received its first aircraft with the new configuration in 2024, but it was placed into storage due to ongoing certification issues. The plane was reconfigured with up to 44 domestic first-class seats while waiting for the certification to be completed. The current Delta A321neo fleet consists of 97 active and 6 inactive aircraft, with a total of 92 planes expected to be delivered in the future. However, it seems that the new business class seats may not be ready for commercial service by 2028. If the rumors are true, Delta will ditch its Saffron View seat design for the Thomson Aero Vantage Solo seat. This design is already in operation for several U.S. and international carriers, including JetBlue and American Airlines. The new business class seats may look similar to those already in use by other airlines, which could be seen as a downgrade for Delta's premium customers. However, it's worth noting that the certification process is crucial in ensuring the safety of passengers, and any delays can have significant impacts on airlines' operations. Certification delays are becoming increasingly common in the airline industry, with several carriers facing similar challenges. The FAA administrator has emphasized the importance of involving the administration sooner to provide vital feedback or recommendations during the design process. The impact of certification delays on the airline industry cannot be overstated. Airlines must involve the FAA sooner to ensure that their designs meet safety standards and minimize disruptions to operations.